This is a special edition of Susan Says with Susan Silver, and it's a special edition because Susan is coming to our area, as a matter of fact.
It's a warning, everybody, I'm coming to your area.
That's right. She is coming to our area, to the Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York, on Saturday, November 18th from 1 till 2, and doing a book signing and more, Hot Pants in Hollywood, Sex, Secrets, and Sitcoms. All right, Susan, Millbrook, New York will be your destination for Saturday, November 18th at 1. Let's talk a little bit about the book, first of all, for people who might not have heard it about it, unbelievably so, because you're on the radio station. Let's talk a little bit about the book, Hot Pants in Hollywood.
Well, it's my memoir. I have to say it's doing really well. I'm very excited. We got up to actually number 9 on Amazon Kindle, which is great. Now, if we can get the paperbacks up there, I'll be able to afford a car to take me, maybe, instead of the bus. Anyway, it's a fun book. It's about my years as a television writer for Mary Tyler Moore, Maude, Bob Newhart, and then reinventing myself, which I think you have to do as we're living longer. I myself am between 50 and death, as you know, Marshall. And every 20 years, I found a new passion, and I think that's important. It's also about how to make a family when you don't have one. I'm sort of the baby whisperer, and I found a wonderful baby who's my godchild, and it's a lot of laughs plus sex.
Well, you
and
know,
secrets.
What's interesting about this is you began your writing career looking at, you know, what we've talked about before and looking at your biography in 1971 as I was graduating high school and I was going into broadcasting in my first
full-time. Are you saying I'm older than you are?
Well, no, not necessarily, because you went into writing.
And, I was 4.
And I went into broadcasting. So there you go. So that was 1971. And we've talked about you being the writing at Mary Tyler Moore Show. But one thing we haven't talked a lot about is, and I think that this will resonate with a lot of people in my generation and yours, you were casting director at Rowan Martin's Laugh-In as well.
I was. And, you know, it's so funny. I see they have a very expensive tape out now of all the shows. I found an old Laugh-In magazine, which actually I should bring and I should put on eBay or something. We did this magazine and there was Richard Nixon on the cover because we had him on the show. And at the time, my job was to get them to sign their contracts and he was in the makeup room. And I kept thinking, how can I get them to let him be shiny like he was and not put powder on? But anyway, yeah, that was a very fun thing. And I met everybody on that show. That's why I say I'm like Ms. Zelig in my life. I met everybody from Tiny Tim, who was the strange person on that show, to Tom Jones, who is Tom Jones, from Bill Cosby. And
who is Bill Cosby?
Him, unfortunately. Yes, thank God I avoided him, to Shimon Peres. So I've got quite an interesting group of stories to tell in the book. And I would love for our listeners to come and say hi. It's nice to know that I would be meeting people who have been listening, hopefully, all these years.
Once again, we're talking with Susan Silver. It's a special edition of Susan Says, talking about her appearance in our area on Saturday, November 18th at 1 o'clock at Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York. And also, what's pretty interesting, I mean, you really were at the heart of, I think, TV's growth into being such a social thing, because we just talked about Of course, Rowan and Martin and Mary Tyler Moore, but you were also a writer for the Bob Newhart Show, Maude, A Partridge Family, Square Pegs. And what I find interesting, and I don't know if anybody's brought this up to you, is comedy writing isn't just comedy writing. My dad was a comic, and so I know a little bit about this. The different shows and the different styles that you had to adapt to be with all these shows, going from Mary Tyler Moore to Rowan and Martin, to Bob Newhart, which is totally different, to Maude, The Partridge Family, is pretty amazing.
Well, thank you. Actually, there were sort of three schools of comedy. The late, great Gary Marshall, who was my mentor and my manager, he did the happy things like Happy Days and Love American Style and stuff like that. And then Mary Tyler Moore, of course, came at the beginning of feminism, which was very important. And Norman Lear's shows, like Maude, were much more political. So I kind of had a finger in each one of those. And I will say I'm very lucky. When when I've done interviews, people pointed that out to me. I think I'm one of the few people who crossed all of those barriers. But it was, they said the golden age of television. I think there's always a golden age, but they certainly were wonderful people to work for. And I don't know that it's as much fun now as it used to be then, because they're all in a room together. And it's kind of, I don't call it writing, I call it spritzing, you know, throw those jokes up and see what wins. We went home, we wrote our own scripts, and I consider that a little better.
And when you came back in, that's when everything was really molded into the final show, right?
Well, no, you went and you pitched your stories to the two story editors and the producers, and they okayed your outline. Then you went home and wrote your first draft, then they okayed and gave you notes. And then when your final draft was, most shows said goodbye, and then they did whatever they wanted. On Mary, you were allowed to come into the reading, you were allowed to come to the taping, you were allowed to make suggestions and stick with it. So again, that was one of the better places to work.
It's interesting because, like you said, it's totally different. It is totally different nowadays. There was a lot more pressure on you as an individual back
yes.
then.
Yeah, and the truth of it was, because I started on Mary, that was the number one show, and it was like starting on top, and I always joke it was downhill for the next 20 years. But the truth of it is, nobody else gave you that much time or support, and we would have all-day story meetings. So by the time you went home, you really had some good stuff. Other shows, they'd give you 20 minutes, and then they'd wonder why you weren't reading their minds. So I was fortunate that I could choose the shows that I wanted to work on. And then by my second year, I was doing pilots and movies of the week. So I didn't do episodes anymore. So it was a different time and a better time, in my opinion. But who knows?
We're talking once again with Susan Silver in this special edition of Susan Says. Susan, once again, coming to the Merritt Bookstore. So you can meet Susan, actually pick up a copy of her book, get it signed. That's happening.
But you have to pay for it.
That's right.
You can't just pick it up because then they'll arrest you. By the way, should we give the address? It's 55 Front Street. I don't know the area. You do. But for those listeners, I would love to have you come in and say hi. And why are you always attacking certain things? And why is Oh Come On always about noise? And, you know, if you listen to me, you know me.
It's, you know, it's where Millbrook is just to the west of us. And Merritt Bookstore has been around forever. And their new owners, which isn't really new anymore, they've actually owned it for a couple of years, have re-energized and revitalized the store. They're just absolutely great. They're underwriters here, but they still have just done an amazing job.
So I hear, and Kara came to my little talk I did at the 92nd Street Y. I was so thrilled she came in and bought a book, which is like amazing. And so I'm very excited, and I hear it's a great place. And it's so important to keep supporting those independent bookstores, because they're really a lost generation, and we have to keep them going.
And we're lucky around here because we have a lot of those. But you know what's also interesting about you being in Millbrook? Mary Tyler Moore lived there for so many years.
No.
Yes, she lived in Millbrook, New York for many, many years.
I am shocked. I didn't know that, because she lived next door to me in the city here in New York.
Yep.
So that is amazing. Well, then it's meant to be. So everybody, please come November 18th, 1 o'clock. I would love to see you and meet you.
Now, what would you do if Donald Trump walked into this book signing?
Oh, I don't ask, because I'll be arrested.
That's right. All right. So once
I already have that plan. If I'm ever dying of a strange disease,
If you want more information on the Merritt Bookstore, they're very easy to find on the web, merrittbooks.com, merrittbooks.com. And right on their homepage, they have their calendar. You can click on 70 sitcom writer Susan Silver with her talk and book signing on Saturday the 18th from 1 till 2. Hot Pants in Hollywood, and I Love Hollywood, Sex, Secrets, and Sitcoms.
Be there or be square.
Susan, you're the best.
Thank you.